Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about January events. A new year is underway and the library is busy as always. Can you share some of the things that are happening in January at the Washington Public Library?
Yes, we have another busy month. There's always something to do at the library.
Which is a good thing.
It is wonderful. So it's very busy and we have a lot of different activities. We still are continuing our We Read program for 18 months to 3 years. We're taking pre-registration right now and that will be starting next Tuesday. And that will be the 8th, and it will be at 10 o'clock in the morning, just like it was in November and December. And that will be with Joe. For our early age kids with Janisa, she has two early outs this month. One of them will be Wednesday the 9th from 1:30 to 3, and that will be for kindergarten through 5th grade. And she's going to do some STEM activities, some science, technology, engineering, and math activities with these age kids. So they're welcome to come to that. On the 30th of January, she will be having Incredibles 2 showing with popcorn from 1:30 to 3 on that early out, and that will be for K through 12th grade. We also just had our New Year's Eve party, and that was on Monday, the 31st, and we had 122 people show up for that, so that was exciting.
And that's great for an inaugural event.
Yes, it is. It's our first time ever having that, so I think we're going to continue doing that every year. As for the teen events, we have Kayla is starting to have the chess club this month. That's something that we've had a little interest in this month, so we've bought a couple chess boards. We're going to try that on Wednesday the 16th. And that will be for all ages. We've had several people sign up already, so call Kayla or one of us to sign up for that.
If you don't know how to play, can you come and learn?
Yes. Actually, Kayla knows how to play, and we've also have a couple people that will be there to help learn the different strategies and so forth. So yes, you can not even have played before, and you can come. On Wednesday the 9th at 4, she's going to be doing a Smash book, and supplies will be provided for that. On Wednesday the 30th at 4, she will have a tweens and teens writers group again. So that was a good turnout last month. For the adult activities, we have several different things. We have our continuing Sticks and Strings Friday, January 4th at 7 p.m. We are continuing our Saturday serenades, and that will be every Saturday this month. So if you're interested in playing piano, please call us, and we will schedule you to come in on Saturday to play. Puzzle Club and Coloring Club. Puzzle Club is every Monday still from 11 to 1. Coloring Club every Thursday from 11 to 1. And we do have a noontime concert this month. That will be Thursday, January 10th at 12:15 p.m. Our performer will be Bob McConnell. And he is part of the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. He's a music director. He also plays the oboe, but he will be doing the piano that day. So that should be a very nice concert. There's also going to be another reading book club. This will be a nonfiction book club. It's Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls is the book title, and it's by David Sedaris. That will be Thursday, January 15th, 12 p.m. or 6 p.m. There's two time slots for that. We can enter library loan books, and that will be for free that we can do that. And it's a nonfiction book club, so it's sort of a satire slash memoir. David Sedaris is somebody that probably everybody has heard his voice before. So if you would Google him or look him up on YouTube, you could probably hear him and know who he is. He's a very good author, and they're mostly essays. We also, we have, this is a really exciting event. We have Tom Hunt, who's a local author here, who now lives in New York City. His second book that he's written is called One Fatal Mistake. It's a suspense thriller, and he will be doing a book tour, and he will be coming to the Washington Public Library on January 26th from 11:15 to 1 to talk about his book and do book signings. Just reading through the summary of the book, I have not read it yet, but it got so many awards and so many good reviews at this point so far. So I'm really excited to hear more about it and to read that book.
And he's a Washington native.
Yes, yes, he is. He's been very successful with his career so far. So it's really neat to have that from our community. There's also a photo exhibit right now in our gallery upstairs. It's called Canada in 51 Days, and the photos are from Lyle Moen and Nancy Rash, and they are both from Washington. They did 51 days across Canada, took beautiful pictures, And it's a very, very neat exhibit. It will be up through January, so I urge people to come and view that and sign their guest book. They did a nice job putting that up.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.